Chapter 28. Abbas Tansy and Arvin, with a deputation of otters and elders, stood in the open gateway to greet the long patrol. Captain Twayblade broke ranks to embrace the Abbas warmly.
Mother Abbas, so good to see you, old friend. You look wonderful.
Twayblade, what a lovely surprise. Welcome to our abbey again.
Old friends met old friends, and new ones were made as introductions flew thick and fast. The dashing hares of the long patrol were much admired by the Redwallers as they stood there chatting in the abbey gateway, leaning on their weapons, smartly clad in their tunics, with medals and ribbons on display. Secretly, even the most humble abbey dwellers wished they too could present such a picture, jolly, courteous and kind, but feared by their enemies and totally perilous. Major Perigord winked at Skipper.
What do you say, old lad? Do you think every beast here would like to march in with us? Make a jolly good entrance, what?
Skipper stood smartly to attention at the Major's side.
Good idea, matey. Oi, form up in a line of fours. Let's bring our guests home in style. Arvin, Shad, up front here with me and the Major. Great seasons. I wish we had a band.
Perigord drew his sabre with a flourish and a rattle.
Your word is my command, sir. Rub-a-dub, beat us in with your best drums, if you would.
Dibbons whooped in delight and amazement as Corporal Rub-a-dub milled about, waving his paws and setting up a dust and a din.
Ba-boom! Ba-boom! Ba-boom-dee-da-boom-dee-da-boom! Rub-a-dub-dub! Rub-a-dub-dub! Ba-boom! Ba-boom! Ba-boom!
Cheering aloud and stamping their paws in time to the beat, the cavalcade marched across the lawns to the abbey in fine military style. Tammo and Pask strode alongside Friar Butty and the mole babe Gubbio, chatting animatedly. The young squirrel friar had excellent news for them.
You've arrived at a good time, friends. Today we're having a great feast to celebrate the birth of three little old chicks.
Pask's normally soft voice was shrill with excitement. Gubbio grabbed her paw as he hop-skipped to Rub-a-Dub's drums.
Oi, mum! He loves such victuals and fun as near as war!
As soon as they were inside the abbey, those hares who had never visited Redwall were led off on a grand tour by a gang of eager Dibbons. Other Redwallers went about their tasks to prepare for the festivities, while Abbas Tansy and their elders retired to Cavern Hole with Perigord, Twayblade, Rockjaw and Torgoch.